AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump Organization has been convicted of tax fraud for a scheme by top executives to avoid paying personal income taxes on perks. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports the Justice Department has subpoenaed elections officials in four states for documents involving former President Trump.
They're the first known subpoenas by Special Counsel Jack Smith, who was named last month to oversee probes of classified documents at Trump's Florida home and key parts of the investigation of the Capitol riot and Trump's bid to stay in power. Smith is asking officials in Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Pennsylvania for communications with or involving Trump, his aides, and a list of allies involved in his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. The subpoenas are the clearest sign yet that Smith's work will include looking at fake electors that were part of Trump's attempt to subvert the election count and certification. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Capitol Hill, the chairman of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack says the panel will make criminal referrals to the Justice Department. In the Georgia runoff, the final Senate race of the midterm elections, Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock is hoping to push back a challenge from Republican Herschel Walker. Turnout is reported to be high. In North Carolina's Moore County, where electric substations were attacked by gunfire over the weekend, Duke Energy says it expects to restore power by Wednesday night. Spokesman Jeff Brooks says crews are working around the clock and going as fast as they can.
They understand the importance to this community. Many of them live and work here. So this is personal.
That's sound from WTBD-TV. And five women who have long accused Bill Cosby of sexually assaulting them early in their careers have a new lawsuit against him. This one calls NBC Universal complicit. This is AP News. Jim Stewart, a co-founder of Stax Records, has died at the age of 92. That word from the Stax Museum of American Soul Music. No details on the cause. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has a look at his life.
I'm just gonna sit on the dock a little bit.
Jim Stewart and his sister Estelle Axton founded Satellite Records in 1957, but found out there was already a label by that name. They combined the first two letters of their last names to get Stax. Stax Records helped create the Memphis sound. Among the acts on the label were Otis Redding, Sam and Dave, Isaac Hayes, and the house band Booker T and the MGs. Stax went bankrupt in 1975. The studio was torn down in 1989, but has been rebuilt as a museum and music academy. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
World Cup action. Morocco upset Spain on penalty kicks. Portugal 6-1 over Switzerland. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.